much. When discussing the triple planetary crisis and the role of science, we shall not overlook the rights of future generations. The current human rights system already provides the basis to protect the rights of future generations, which should be taken into account when assessing states' obligation in the context of the environment. In this regard, the Maastricht Principles on the Rights of Future Generations seek to clarify the present state of international law as it applies to the human rights of future generations. Future generations are especially relevant in the context of geoengineering technologies, which Ms. Dano mentioned already. These technologies are unproven and unfeasible at scale, and thus arguments suggesting their deployment dangerously delay effective mitigation action, such as immediate phase-out of fossil fuels. At the same time, the potential deployment of technologies such as marine fertilization or solar radiation modification would pose huge risks to ecosystems and the rights of present and future generations. States have a duty to effectively regulate and, where appropriate, prohibit scientific research and activities that pose a reasonably foreseeable and substantial risks to the human rights of future generations. This is also in line with the CESCOR general comment on the right to science, which states that in the absence of full scientific certainty, when an action or policy may lead to unacceptable harm to the public or the environment, actions will be taken to avoid or diminish that harm. Thank you.